Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Adam, how you doing from D.C.?
Oh, good. Just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, Bill.
I know it's a long season, but it's postseason baseball, yeah. Man. There's got to be a different pep in the step.
Yeah, look, it's one and done. I mean, as you said, it's game seven right off the top. What I think is so interesting is the game is sort of being played on the Brewers' terms. You know, if you're looking for optimism against Max Scherzer, I think it's the idea that they've played this game for a month. This is their style of baseball, where it's going to be Brandon Woodruff. He's not stretched out. He's going to give you a couple of innings, and then you're going to go to whether it's Brent Suter, whether it's Jordan Lyles. Pomerantz is going to be in there tonight. Josh Hader is going to be in there tonight. This is going to look very familiar to Brewers fans, and it's not going to look familiar to Washington Nationals fans, because they are going to go with Scherzer. They're going to go with potentially Strasburg behind him, potentially Corbin behind that. Fantastic pitchers. The Brewers definitely have their hands full. But it reminds me of what you hear about teams facing Brent Suter. He's different. And baseball players don't like things that are different. And I think for the Nationals, today is a different kind of a day. You know, that doesn't guarantee the Brewers anything. The Nationals might come out and just shove like those guys have done so much of the season. Like I said, if you're looking as a Brewers fan for, like, reason for optimism, I think that's it.
So they come into this thing a little bit banged up. Obviously, Ryan Braun's got the calf issue. Lorenzo Cain's nicked up as well. And that's been kind of the season. It seems like there's been something nagging or something just not right almost from the get-go this year, starting with Corey Knebel not being able to be the reliever. So here's my question. They've been there, done that, and they've been able to put wins on the board as banged up as they are. I'm going to ask you, how have they done this?
Pitching. You know, it's pitching. And every year we go into the season saying baseball's all about the pitching. And then, we're kind of reminded of it in the end. They overcame the loss of Christian Yelich because they pitched their asses off in September. Mm-hmm. And it became this all-hands-on-deck sort of thing. They were able to make it work with the expanded roster. You can sort of survive the same way, even though the roster goes down to 25 in October because of the off days built in. And they are going to go as far as they pitch. The offense was certainly not a juggernaut without Christian Yelich. It's not like other guys. You know, guys stepped up in the sense that they got the hit, or they got the run in when they needed to throughout the month of September. But when you look at the offensive numbers as a whole, they were no juggernaut. They just scored enough, and they got in this good sort of run where the juju was right that they were able to win some games. But it was all about the pitching. And, they feel good even after that Denver series didn't go how they wanted at all, because they come into this game, and then they hope beyond, with those arms in a good spot. Hader, Pomerantz, Suter, those guys are all on full rest, ready to go for this game tonight. That's going to be, I think, the difference maker. Can Brandon Woodruff get them out into this game? Can they scratch one run or two runs against Max Scherzer, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, but he's not lately the dominant, out of this world Max Scherzer? Can they scratch out a run early? If they can get into the middle of the game with a lead, I think Craig Counsell is going to feel confident about where they stand with the arms he's able to roll out there.
Talking with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com. He's brought to you by the Veterans Services Department at Concordia University, Wisconsin, where they're furthering the education of veterans on their next mission in life. I wanted to ask you about Travis Shaw, because there was some eyebrows raised that he made the postseason roster. And the thought process is because they are a right-handed heavy pitching rotation, and he's a left-handed bat, and that would be the reason he was there, correct?
Well, yeah. There's 15 hitters, 10 pitchers on the roster for today. And remember, the roster will get reset each time they manage to advance to a new round. So this roster that was out this morning is literally the roster for today. Gio Gonzalez is not on today. If they advance, Gio Gonzalez will be part of their plan, for example. So, it's a lefty bat. You know how this team loves matchups. There's a good chance, I think, Travis Shaw gets into this game tonight. I'm wondering, one of the questions I think today is, does Brandon Woodruff get an at-bat? If he is really pitching well, do they let him go past his spot in the lineup? That's an interesting decision that they're going to have to talk about beforehand, because you do not want to give up at-bats in a game like this. Every at-bat is so precious. And when you have a fully stocked bullpen, a fully stocked loaded pitching staff, including Jordan Lyles, who I think we'll see tonight, that's going to be one of the things they have to determine. And Travis Shaw's had a miserable nightmare of a season. But they have continued to give him opportunities, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he gets an opportunity tonight.
The next question I have for you is this offensive lineup of the Nationals is good. Ever since they got healthy after May, they've been one of the best teams in baseball. Here's my question. You talked about the pitching, but how do you slow them down? I mean, you know, just from the top of the lineup all the way through, they're just damn good. I don't really see a flaw in or a weakness in this lineup at all.
Well, look, I mean, Anthony Rendon is not getting enough love for the MVP race because there's so much focus on Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich. But you can easily put Anthony Rendon into your number one spot and feel good about it, in my opinion. He is one of the best players in baseball and a complete player, quietly a superstar. And how do the Brewers slow that down? Well, I think it's going to be the way they've done it through September. Not give guys multiple looks at the same pitcher. And I think that's going to be the strategy they use again tonight. And if you think about what styles they're bringing, you know, it's Brandon Woodruff, 98. It's Jordan Lyles, the curveball. It's Brent Suter, below bat speed. And working so fast, you know, they think he's, you know, got his car double parked outside. It's Drew Pomeranz and Josh Hader, power lefties, which you don't see every day around the game. They have a lot of different looks that they are going to throw at the Nationals in this game, and I think that's how you keep the team off balance, and I really think that's the way the Brewers did it all month. It's just not giving multiple looks and try to keep the opponent as off balance as possible. And it's a formula that worked for them, not just this September, but if you think back to last September, it's basically the way they did it and really into the playoffs last year too.
Max Scherzer, in his final seven starts of the regular season, has thrown up a 4.74 ERA, 54 strikeouts, 8 walks over 38 innings. That is not typical Max Scherzer numbers, and it's inflated his already spectacular number for this season. So will 7 days off, do you think, be a help or a hindrance to this guy?
Well, I don't know. Do you bet against Max Scherzer?
Well, here, at least I would in the back portion of his season this year, I would.
Yeah, but it's like in this one game with so many, in so many ways, it's like how much do you rely on what happened in the regular season to try to figure out what's going to happen tonight? I don't know. I mean, we have seen in this wild card game, if you think to the history of the game, the road team has fared very well, but a lot of that just has to do with some of the arms that the road teams have thrown out there. Madison Bumgarner, Jake Arrieta. It's hard to know what's going to happen in this game. And in those instances, it's an example of a guy doing what he did during the regular season, and it sort of operated exactly as you would have thought. But then I think in other postseason instances, it kind of goes out the window, and you just don't know. In this game, one bounce in the first inning can change the entire course of the game from what we think. So I have a hard – I'm not dodging the question. I just have a hard time predicting what Max Scherzer we're going to see tonight. I do know he's going to be grunting and groaning and spitting and growling and all that kind of stuff out there because the intensity level is going to be extremely high, and he has had great success against the Brewers hitters that he's going to see at the front of this game. I don't know. That's I think why we're all intrigued to watch this, because it's extremely hard to predict in this one-and-done scenario what we're going to see tonight.
Okay, one more question. It's a two-parter, and then I'm going to follow this up after we hang up with you, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. But two things. One is this the best job of managing Craig Counsell has ever done? Because there are people that feel, well, you know, like Chuck had somebody approach him in the airport and say, well, I wonder how Counsell's going to blow it tonight. And I think it's just the opposite. He's done an unbelievable job this season with getting this team to this point. And the second part of that question is, if the Brewers do lose tonight, is the season considered a failure from where the expectations were to the reality of all the adversity they had to face?
Well, let me answer the second part first, because I think we've talked about this, how I come down on this. The idea, like, I'm a sports fan, right? You don't get into what we do if you don't love sports. I hate the notion that I hate the championship or bust notion. If your enjoyment of sports depends on your team winning the ultimate championship, and not that it's not enjoyable when your team wins the championship, I mean, that's why we're all in it. Like, that's why I like watching the Green Bay Packers, because I think it's be great if they win the Super Bowl. But if you can't enjoy the season unless your team wins it all, I don't understand that outlook. So to be playing tonight, the only game going in Major League Baseball, for a chance to go play the Dodgers in the division series, is a fantastic season. To lose your best player, to have all the things go wrong in the pitching staff that did, they're going to, I'll tell you, inside the clubhouse, they're going to look at it either way tonight as good ride. And as far as Craig Counsell goes, you know, I travel around enough and I get to sort of dip in and see what the other fan bases are like, and social media helps you do that a little bit. I'll just tell you that there are 30 fan bases in this league. Maybe this doesn't happen to A.J. Hinch in Houston, but in 29 other places, they think the manager is a dolt. If you judge that based on social media, it's not the real world. It's not what the majority of the people following the teams feel. It is this weird world where every manager is an idiot. No manager knows how to manage his bullpen, makes all the wrong calls, because it just is social media is a way to sort of vent when things go wrong. This is a game in which things go wrong all the time. Manager's job is to put the players in the best position to have success. And if you think about, again, all the things that went wrong, Chassin, those young starters not panning out, Yelich goes down in September, on and on and on. For Craig Counsell to have managed a team to this position, it's a pretty damn fine job managing the team. And I don't think I'm being a homer by saying that. He deserves Manager of the Year consideration. He's kept his club in it. He has squeezed the very most out of a pitching staff that not many people would put much stock in. And they find themselves playing Max Scherzer and the $200 million, whatever it is, Washington Nationals tonight for a chance to go play the Dodgers. And I think that's a pretty damn good job for a manager with all that's gone wrong.
Adam, always great. Enjoy the night. Hope to talk to you again very soon out in L.A.
All right. Sounds good, Bill. See ya.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is our own Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. All you got to do is call them. If you want to change a team or get on a new team or start your team, all you got to do is call them. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.